Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland, a man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Ahoy, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that answers the call of history every day of the week. I'm Gabe Lousier, and today we're looking at how the Wizard of Menlo Park helped resolve one of the first questions of telephone etiquette. What do you say when someone picks up the phone? The answer wasn't as clear-cut as you might expect. The day was August 15th, 1877. Thomas Edison proposed saying hello when greeting someone on the telephone. The phone had been invented only 1 year earlier, and at the time, it was thought of mostly as a business tool. The system worked much like an early version of walkie-talkies. When two phones were connected, they formed a line of communication that was permanently open. That way, an employee in one office could simply speak into the phone's mouthpiece and be immediately heard through the phone in a different office. The only problem was, there was no way to alert a person on one side that someone on the other side wanted to have a conversation. Some offices considered installing alarm bells to get each other's attention, but renowned inventor Thomas Edison suggested a different approach. He did so in a letter to TBA David, the president of the Central District and Printing Telegraph Company in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. David was preparing to set up a telephone system in his home city and had reached out to his friend, Thomas Edison, for advice on best practices. In a response dated August 15, 1877, Edison told him, quote, "Friend David, I do not think we shall need a call bell, as hello can be heard 10 to 20 feet away. What do you think?" Given how ubiquitous hello is today, you might imagine that it's been the standard English language greeting for as long as people have been speaking English. In reality, though, the word's been in use for less than two centuries of the 1,000-year history of English. That said, the etymology of hello can be traced back much farther. The word hail, for instance, has been used as a greeting or salutation since the Middle Ages, and it was still in use by the time of the Renaissance. In fact, William Shakespeare used it in two ways: as a greeting, like in the line, "Hail to your grace," and as a form of praise, "Hail Caesar." From there, several variants emerged, including hollo, hallo, hillo, and holler. Around the same time, the British began shouting halloo, both to attract the attention of someone at a distance and to urge on hounds during a hunt. Another British term, hello, with a U, is a bit trickier. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, the word hello first appeared in the early 19th century, but it wasn't primarily used as a greeting. Instead, it was an expression of surprise, as in, "Well, hello, what have we here?" Still, with all those similar-sounding greetings floating around, it was only a matter of time before someone spelled the word with an E. The first known use of "hello" in print comes from an 1826 issue of a Connecticut newspaper, the Norwich Courier. The sentence in question read, "Hello, Jim. I'll tell you what. I've a sharp knife and feel as if I'd like to cut up something or other." From then on, "hello" and "hullo" were used interchangeably, usually as a way to flag someone down or to convey surprise. It wasn't until the late 19th century that the word caught on as an everyday greeting, and according to some historians, that boom in popularity may never have happened without Thomas Edison and the telephone. It's clear that Edison didn't invent the word "hello," but we can make an educated guess about why he suggested using it on the telephone. In July of 1877, while tinkering with a prototype phonograph, Edison famously shouted "hello" into the mouthpiece. If he liked what he heard, the inventor may have continued using the greeting in his other experiments with recorded sound. Then, when he was asked how to start a conversation on the telephone, he may have just thrown out his go-to greeting, spelling it with an E instead of an A. Of course, using "hello" as a greeting had other appeals besides Edison's endorsement. For one thing, it was much simpler and snappier than other greetings used in the early days of the telephone, such as "do I get you?" and "are you there?" The only other real contender was the word "ahoy," a nautical greeting that had been in use for at least a century longer than "hello." The actual inventor of the telephone, Alexander Graham Bell, wanted to use "ahoy" as the standard greeting, and while he did get his way for a time, Edison's suggestion eventually won out. The thing that really sealed the deal for "hello" was the publication of the first phone book in 1878. The how-to section at the front of the book suggested two choices for a greeting: the formal question, "what is wanted?" and the much friendlier "hello." The same suggestion was made in the operating manuals of the first public telephone exchanges, which, it's worth noting, were equipped by Thomas Edison. The manual's recommendation on how to end a phone conversation by saying "that is all" was less successful. Over the next few years, telephone service widened exponentially, necessitating the use of switchboards and switchboard operators to connect and coordinate the calls. Many of those operators, all of whom were women, greeted their callers with a simple "hello," and those interactions helped cement the word's use in the public's mind. In fact, the greeting became so closely linked with telephones that people started calling the operators "hello girls." Thanks to Edison and the "hello girls," the greeting seems to have beaten out "ahoy" by as early as 1880. That was the year when Mark Twain published a comedic sketch called "A Telephonic Conversation," which included the first known use of the word "hello" in literature, a sure sign that the greeting was in common use by then. It's fair to say that Thomas Edison helped change the meaning of the word "hello" from an exclamation of surprise to an everyday greeting. But one person who never got on board with the idea was Alexander Graham Bell. He stuck to his guns and continued using "ahoy" as his telephone greeting of choice for the rest of his life. I'm Gabe Lussier, and hopefully, you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you'd like to keep up with the show, consider following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. You can also rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, or you can send your feedback directly by writing to thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thanks to you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. an ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
All right, so Father's Day is coming up, and I'm already thinking, how can I spoil Alan? Because he never does anything for himself. So I'm thinking maybe a golf outing, or how about a new wardrobe maybe? And maybe not all black. That's why I'm so excited about this new partnership. JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. This exclusive limited-time men's collection with a laid-back, down-home vibe is perfect to gift the father figure in your life. This Father's Day, iHeartRadio and JCPenney want to celebrate the father figure in your life by gifting a $1,000 Visa gift card to put towards their favorite activity, like a round of golf, concert tickets, fishing trip, etc., and a $500 JCPenney gift card to snag some of the exclusive pieces from the Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection. Enter now to make this the best Father's Day ever for the father figure in your life at iHeartRadio.com/Father's Day Sweepstakes. JCPenney, make it count.